Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 72nd episode of the Upper Game Podcast for October 20th. We're a day late, doing this on a Monday. Also, we totally just missed last week.
Last week we did.
Was busy.
Yes, it was.
With Thanksgiving and all.
We ate all the food.
Actually, I didn't even get to go to any Thanksgiving dinners because I got super sick, so I didn't even get to eat any food.
I got so sick
that I couldn't eat.
I got two Thanksgiving dinners.
I was going to have two Thanksgiving dinners, one for Sunday, one for Monday, but didn't pan out. I didn't even get any pies.
No pie?
No, because I got too sick, I couldn't eat, and then by the time that I was feeling good enough to eat...
Put that pie in your mouth.
I would just puke. I was really sick. I couldn't even sit up. I couldn't even, like, drink water. I was so sick. It was bad.
That sucks.
Yeah. It was, like, go to the hospital bad. I didn't end up going to the hospital, but I almost did.
I don't usually do that either.
So, why don't you tell me what video games have you been playing these last couple of weeks, Joe?
None.
Really?
That's a lie. No. I've been, played Destiny.
I also played Destiny.
That's a normal thing for me. And I've been playing more of Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright. Other than that, nothing really.
I've been working on videos. Like Phoenix Wright.
Yeah, it did. It got a lot more Phoenix Wright-y later, and I'm enjoying it now. It's really good. But other than those two games, nothing really. My girlfriend got a Wii U, so we've been playing Super Mario 3D World.
That game is so good. Oh my fucking god. It's perfect.
It is. It's like, amazing.
There's no flaws in that game.
I got her Tropical Freeze too, so we've been playing that.
That's
some
super
Nintendo
fun.
Land.
Some I like awesome. Nintendo Land. Yeah.
And she just got Zombie U and some Marvel game today. So we'll probably test those out. But I have her playing Skyward Sword. It's like, you need to play this. Here's my Wii Plus controller. Play it.
Should also get Hyrule Warriors.
She's not too into it. She doesn't know if she wants to drop $60 on it because she's not into like the
Dynasty
super
Warriors.
Constant hack and slash Dynasty Warrior style.
It's so good.
I bet it is.
I love that you get to fight bosses where, like, okay, in Zelda, you'd like wait for them to open their mouth to throw the bomb in. And in this, you're just like, throw bombs, because you have an infinite number of them, so you just throw like 100 bombs at a time. It's really good.
I do want to test it out, though, so maybe I'll buy it and I'll play it at her house, or...
Maybe, I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm assuming you guys will be getting some Mario Kart in the near future.
Probably. That's another thing. She doesn't really want to drop $60 on a Mario Kart either.
It's really good.
It is. I know it is.
I really like the way that Link's motorcycle looks.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
I saw it.
It's rad. I've also been playing some Destiny.
Yep.
I got two exotic weapon bounties back to back.
That is good.
So I'm working on two of them right now. I have to farm 25 fusion rifles, which is a bunch of goddamn bullshit, because I've been doing that for 3 days and I've only got two.
Wait, continuously check the Reddit page or the gunsmith, because Reddit posts whenever the gunsmith is selling rare fusion rifles, and you can just buy them and dismantle them.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I think he sells them, like...
Once a week.
Yeah, I think it's once or twice a week.
To 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah, it's, that's one of the harder ones.
Yeah, the other one that I have right now is, Bad Mojo, so I have to complete 25 strikes.
Oh, the Bad Juju.
Or bad
that one's
juju.
Not too. That one's pretty easy. The hardest one is getting the Thorn. That one is a pain in the butt.
I don't have any exotic weapons yet, so this will be my first.
I have like 15.
Well then.
I know. I have.
I just
way
need
too many.
One. I need one so that I feel like I'm raid ready. I'm gonna jump on a website and use one of those raid finders to find a raid.
Yeah.
Because none of my friends will do the raid with me, because they're like,
DestinyLFG.net.
"Oh, well, we don't have like we have too many people then, because these three guys know the raid and we need to bring them." And it's like they couldn't even beat the raid with those three guys that they like brought. And I was like, "Wow, it's like you guys have never played a fucking video game before." It's
What level are you now?
27.
Yeah,
Halfway through
you're high.
27.
Yeah, you're high enough level.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna go do it because I mean it. I've watched it done. It's really easy. It's. I'm like this close to going back to playing WoW because Destiny just wants me to play. Makes me want to play WoW because WoW is better.
The raid
Destiny
is.
is WoW for consoles, but doesn't do anything as good as WoW.
Yeah, it doesn't for sure. Except WoW doesn't do FPS gameplay too well.
Yeah, but
But
that
yeah,
game is
like
way deeper, has way more abilities. Like,
yeah, I
Destiny
understand that
feels
too. Like,
so just not done.
yes,
And
it
the stupid
does.
fucking leveling system in that game, the light system, is garbage. It clearly exists only to lock off content so that you can't go play it because they realized, oh shit, we only have 6 hours of content.
Yep.
So let's put this, like, arbitrary leveling system in that doesn't really
That's not
like
what bugs me about the light system. The thing that bugs me about the light system is to hit max level, you have to have raid gear, which means everyone who's 29 or 30 has pretty much the same gear on, except for their one special exotic. So pretty
yeah,
much everyone in
well,
the
that's
game is
every
wearing the
MMO
same.
ever.
I don't feel like WoW is like everyone's wearing the exact same outfit. Like that's
See,
what Destiny
it
is
is
right
in
now.
WoW though. Everyone
Really?
it yeah, but they have this system where you can like transmute items so that you can
Yeah.
apply a different look to the item
Bungie has
from
been saying
like
that they're going to be bringing in transmutation.
now the way that it works in WoW is that there's like one piece of gear for there's like one set of armor for every spec, and there's
Yeah.
one set of armor for every level of the raid, because there's Raid Finder, which is easier than all of the other versions of the raid, but you just get paired with random people. There's regular raid, which is like you do it with people that you know, and then there's heroic raid, which also you have to do with people that you know, but it's like really fucking hard. And all of those three sets look different, same model, different color.
Okay.
And so everyone ends up just wearing raid gear because the raid gear is the best gear. So if you're not wearing the raid gear, like you're hindering yourself on purpose. Now,
Okay.
the thing is that not everyone gets all of the raid gear.
Yeah.
So that's where that comes in, because like you can level cap, do all of the content, but not have the hundreds of hours that you have to sink in to get the heroic raid gear. And so you just have like the regular raid gear, or you have like some different gear. It doesn't really
Yeah.
matter because like you're still good enough to participate in the content that you wanted to see. Whereas in
I
Destiny, you have to have all of the best gear because otherwise you're not like suited to do the content that you wanted to fucking
To
do.
reach max level, you have to have at least three pieces of raid gear and one exotic for the missing pieces of raid gear that you don't have.
I also don't like how the exotics work. I don't like that you can only have one of them because they're the only interesting gear.
Yeah, pretty
They're
much.
like the stats on everything else are really boring. Like carry more ammo, carry more ammo, reload this type of gun faster. And it's just like so boring. And then the raid, like the exotic gear actually has an like an interesting effect on it. They're like, you can
Yeah.
only have one. And it's like, ugh.
The raid gear gives some nice cool perks too, but other than that, all the normal gear kind of is just very boring. The exotics are probably the best, which sucks. It would be nice to have a full set of exotic, but right now they're just like, no. Hopefully they change that in the future, but I'll definitely be sticking with Destiny for a bit, but I'm definitely not playing it as much, mostly because I have to work on videos now. I'm focusing a lot more on that than I promised myself once I hit 30, I'd work on videos more. So I have been.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm really only playing Destiny right now because like I got laid off, so I don't have anything else to do with my day.
Yeah.
I've been playing a ton of other video games though, alongside Destiny, because I can only really play Destiny for like an hour. And I'm like,
Yeah.
this is fucking boring, I'm done. And then I leave. So I've been playing Forza Horizon 2 for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
That game is amazing. It's my favorite racing game in a very long time.
I've heard it's like one of the best simulators ever.
Forza Motorsport is yeah, it's a great simulator. I really like the reverse feature in that. Like, you can reverse time so you can, like, redo a corner. The reason why I like that feature is because it lets me play the game as, like, a full simulator and not, and, like, challenge myself, but doesn't punish me for when I, like, fuck up at the end of a 10-minute race.
Yeah.
Like, it lets me not have to deal with that bullshit, because that would
I've
be
never been
too.
super into racing games. I always played like the NASCAR games with my dad and like driving the circle, very boring. But like the only racing game I've really got into other than like the arcade ones, I guess you could consider this one an arcade one too, is the Midnight Club 2. I was really into that game for a while.
That game's pretty arcadey. Like, the only
Yeah,
ones that I would
it
consider,
is.
like, really simulator heavy are, like, Grid and, like, Forza. Because in Forza, you can, like, turn on and off parts of the sim, and then Gran Turismo. But,
I've never been into the sim ones. I don't know.
I think
I don't
Forza's
like
a
how.
really good way to get into them because of the reverse feature. So it really lets you, like,
Practice.
practice. Like,
Yeah, your
the game's
turns.
not harsh enough on you as a result that you like don't want to not play with the simulator like
Yeah.
pretty strict.
Doesn't that game come with like the Xbox One when you buy it?
Forza Motorsport does, not Forza
Oh,
Horizon
okay.
2. Also only if you get the like the bundle that has it.
Yeah.
Horizon 2 is really neat because it's not like it's racing on like roads, not on tracks.
Yeah.
So it's not like the same tracks that you see all of the time because like every single simulation racing game like has the same tracks because they're like the world famous tracks that everyone wants to drive, so they have to be in the game. But it means that you've like done the tracks in every game a million fucking times.
I just broke my SD card holder.
Oh, shitty.
Yeah. Whatever.
But in like Forza Horizon, there's lots of kind of like neat parts. So one of those is that in Horizon 2, there's like a lot of off-road racing, and as a result, they have a lot of off-road vehicles too, like big trucks and SUVs. So that's pretty cool. I
Is it
really,
Motorsports or Horizon, the one where you can also be like a police car?
I don't think there's any Forza games.
I could have swore I remember playing one of them on the Xbox One and you could be a cop car.
That would have been a Need for Speed game.
Is there a Need for Speed game for the Xbox One?
Yeah. Came
Which
out
one?
last year. I can't
Okay.
remember. It was the one that came out last year. I
Maybe
don't
that's
remember
what
the
I
name
was
of it.
playing.
But yeah, it wouldn't have been Forza.
Okay. I don't know. I just remember picking up in the store and I'm like, this is a cool racing game. And I just assumed it was Forza. I didn't even know that there was a Need for Speed for the Xbox One yet.
Yeah, it came out last year when it came out for every platform. That game was bad, especially for PC. It was locked at 30 FPS, and if you unlocked it, it broke the game because the physics were tied to the frame rate. So if you were going 100 kilometers an hour at 30 FPS, and then you changed the game to 60 FPS, 100 kilometers an hour was twice as fast in the game. Like the whole game just ran twice as fast.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really dumb. Don't know why they did that. But
'Cause it's awesome.
Forza Horizon 2 is basically everything that I want out of like an open world racing game. I really like driving around in that game. It feels like perfect. It's basically the opposite of what Drive Club is like, apparently. Drive Club was like that. You remember when the PlayStation 4 was announced, and they're like, everyone's gonna get Drive Club for free. And like, that game was supposed to be out at launch, and it just came out last week.
Yep.
That game is bad. Like,
Yeah.
in a lot of ways. Yeah, the driving is all fucked. Like, it's the driving is. the game like plays like a simulator, so you get penalized for like going off the track or hitting other cars, even though the AI will fucking ram in you all the goddamn time. And so it like plays, so it's really strict, like a simulator. And if that would be fine if it was a sim racing game, but the cars are like overly grippy onto the road that it feels like an arcade game. Like it feels like an arcade racer, but it's like,
So you
you went off the
want
track, so fuck you. Like
to, so you like want to play it like an arcade game, but if you do, then you get penalized.
it feels like an arcade game, which is garbage because it looks like it should be a simulator anyways.
Have
And
you
it was
got?
pitched as a sim game, and it's like just not the the driving, the way the cars handle is all fucked up.
Have you gotten to try the crew?
No,
No.
I might buy it, but it wouldn't be like a day one purchase for me.
I heard that like the beta came out and I didn't really hear anything about it. I think I heard like a few people say it was good and they were enjoying it, but I nothing like too exciting about it.
Yeah, I saw that the beta was out. I could have applied, but I was playing like a bunch of other games at the time.
Ooh, Ryan's fancy.
Well,
Probably playing Monster Hunter.
yeah, mostly. I was playing Monster Hunter and some other game at the time. I know Battlefield Hardline was out.
Oh yeah,
I got
that.
in the beta for that, and I never even played it once. Like, I installed it and didn't play it a single time. Was like, oh man, I'm gonna play this beta. And then I was like, you know what? I just want to play Monster Hunter. Fuck this. So,
Sounds like
besides
Ryan.
Forza Horizon 2 and Destiny, I've also been playing Prison Architect, which is really fun. So, you build a prison.
Yep.
And you have to like make sure that your inmates don't murder people. And listen, I have an inmate. He's in maximum security because he murdered five people in prison. He murdered five people. He murdered the foreman.
How did you allow that? You are a
The foreman was
horrible.
teaching a workshop safety class, and he was in the workshop safety class, and he murdered the foreman. He stabbed him to death.
With what?
A screwdriver or something, I
You're in
don't
a
know.
workshop safety class.
While it's in
Supposed
a
to be like about
workshop,
safety.
there's tools in the workshop.
This sounds like a horrible idea. You
He
put the
wasn't a
killer.
maximum security prisoner at that point. He was only normal, like he was only like medium security, normal security.
This guy
Anyways,
killed his
I
family
was
and his
never.
kids.
He got bumped up to normal security because he murdered someone else. He came in as a minimum security prisoner. He only was in on minor drug charges. And he
And then he
murdered
killed
five
five
people.
guys.
But that game is fantastic. Right now my prison is pretty perfect. So there's a road that goes through the center, and I have two big gates on the road. And then everything to the right side of the road is like my normal security prison. And everything on the left is my minimum security prison. And the minimum security prison's like all open and kind of nice. It has like a courtyard in it and a big workshop and clean classrooms and stuff. And my normal security prison, especially the maximum security wing, is just a bunch of tightly enclosed cells, and they don't get to like ever leave them. At least the maximum security. They get to
All right.
leave to eat food when every other type of prisoner is not eating, and they get to go in the yard for 2 hours a day when the other prisoners aren't in the yard, and then they get to sit in lockup. So they sit in lockup for like 10 of the 14 hours that they aren't sleeping.
I remember this reminds me of a movie I watched a while back. I don't remember what it was called. I think it had like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone in it, and they were in a prison, and the one guy's job was to break
Sabotage.
his job was to break out of prisons.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone. I'm pretty sure the movie's called Sabotage.
I watched that a while back.
It's all
Your
right.
prison reminds me of that movie.
Yeah, I had to really crack down after that dude murdered five people.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he was He was no good. He was a bad apple.
He's more than a bad apple. He's a rotten apple.
So, besides that, I've also been playing Grim Dawn, which is fantastic. So,
I've never heard of that.
It's an early access game. Prison Architect is also an early access game.
I never heard of Prison Architect.
Prison Architect, I'm surprised it's still in early access. It's been in early access for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
That game is very mechanically robust. You can build metal detectors, and like if you post a guard outside of them, when prisoners walk through them, if they go off, they get like searched. Like there's dog handlers, and like you can execute people if you have an execution room and stuff. Like it's really robust. Grim Dawn is also pretty fantastic. Like it's pretty robust. It's an action RPG, so it's like Diablo.
Yeah.
And it's made by the guy who made Titan Quest, which is my favorite action RPG ever.
Titan Quest is awesome.
Okay, so this game is made by the same guy, and it has a ton in common. Like, the skill system is basically the exact same. Like,
I'm going to have to check that out.
You pick a class, and you level up the class, and then at level 10 you get to pick a second class, and like level up that one in the same way. The gear works pretty much the same. Like, you put components on it to upgrade them, and there's the different levels of gear, like greens and blues. It's Titan Quest, but
yeah,
not Greek theme. Instead, it's a grim, dark game, which is basically this event called the Grim Dawn happens, and then, like, most of the humans turn into zombies or, like, mutants, and you have to, like, protect this prison. Everyone lives in this prison now that is like a fortress because, well, it's a prison. And yeah,
and that's an early access game.
Yeah, it's pretty, but it's like pretty complete. Like, I'm in act two. I played it like 10 hours this weekend.
I'm surprised you would even have to go through early access if you made a game that's already on Steam.
Well, the reason why they did early access, I think, is just so that they could like have a revenue boost, because it's not made like, it's made by the same guy who made Titan Quest, but it's like his company.
Not the same.
There's like it's his own personal company, and there's no publisher.
Yeah.
So like this is how they needed to get money, I guess. But it's pretty great. If you're into Titan Quest, then I have to like really strongly suggest this game. Keep an eye on it because it's fantastic. It's everything that I liked about Titan Quest. And so I like it way more than I like Diablo 3. I like it more than I like Path of Exile. Like, I think this is going to be my new action RPG. So, because, I mean, I still play Titan Quest, and that game's like a decade old.
Isn't there a second Titan Quest?
There's an expansion, but yeah. I don't think there's a second one. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing for video games. I've also been playing, like, a bunch of Tekken Tag Tournament. With my friends when they come over, because I have that for Wii U, and also Injustice. I am better at them at fighting games because I play fighting games. So they beat me at Tekken every once in a while, like it's like 50-50, only because I try to play the game properly and they button mash, and I'm not good enough at like putting together combos in Tekken. Especially without a fight stick, like, I find it really hard.
Yeah.
But in Injustice, it's a little easier to put the combos together, and so I wreck them every fucking time. Like, I very rarely lose. Just because I sit there, I block until they, like, break a combo by fucking up, and then I just beat the shit out of them. And then I, like, try to space out again, and then wait for them to come in, and then start blocking, and then break, and beat the shit out of them again.
You are so nice.
Well, it's because I actually know it, like, I know how to play fighting games. I play fighting games, and they don't, so I actually understand that I'm, like, supposed to stand there and just block until they fuck up, and then run a combo on them. And so that's what I do. And they just don't seem to get that.
I have no clue how to do that.
Wow, you just hold punch back.
I just punch and block and do things and hope it works.
Well, I just stand there blocking until I see an opening to hit them. So most of the game, I just like stand there blocking while they just hit my arms, and then I hit them when they fuck up.
Yeah, but what if they don't fuck up and they just keep punching through your block until you're dead?
See, they don't even know how to break the block yet, so they don't know how to. They don't know throws.
Yeah,
and
but
so I have no fear.
Don't you still take damage though, even when you're blocking? But
no.
It's like super minimal.
No.
Oh no. Is it Marvel versus Capcom? Do you still take damage when you block?
Maybe, but not in Tekken and not in Injustice.
Okay.
So yeah, I just stand there blocking because I don't know how to do throws, and so I just stand there blocking all day because I never have to worry about the throw. Like I saw one of them accidentally started to throw on me on the weekend, but I broke it and then like comboed them. It's just that like playing against them, because they don't know what they're doing, they're very predictable. As a result, they're just gonna hit you until they fuck up, and then you just hit them back. So you can just stand there blocking, because like they're never gonna do like some crazy combo into a throw. So you can just stand there blocking because they don't know how to throw. Even though I keep telling them that it's forward and R.
Like, doesn't sound complicated.
No, it's not. In Tekken, it's both arm buttons at the same time because they use like a limb system. I like the limb system.
You like the limb system?
Yeah, every button, the four buttons correspond to a limb.
Oh, yeah.
So.
So you got left arm, right arm, left kick, right kick?
Yeah.
And then I think if you hold a trigger or something, it changes between high and low.
No, you use the D-pad.
Okay.
Up, down. Whereas Injustice is like light, heavy, and low are like the four buttons.
That's how a lot of them I see are.
Well, it's the same system Mortal Kombat uses, which makes sense because it's made by the same guys who made Mortal Kombat. So let's jump into some news.
Yes.
So there was a pretty cool patch in Destiny.
Yeah.
Have you
which
seen?
Which one?
I'm talking about the Haunted Loot Cave.
Oh yeah, the Easter egg.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. That's smart. I like
that. Yeah, that was cool. That was cool though, especially when you walk up and it does its little evil chant of a million souls aren't enough for Rahul. For you who don't know who Rahul is, he is the one who deciphers your engrams. So he's the guy who keeps screwing you over when you get shit that you're not supposed to.
See, I keep getting lots of legendary engrams.
Really?
Lots of them.
I haven't seen one in a long time. Like, I've only gotten like one or two since the update.
I've gotten like 10 in the last week.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of them as random drops, some of them from those packages that you get from the Cryptarchs.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't usually count those. Just because I get them often. I haven't gotten them recently, though.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything to do, so I just keep running the Tiger Strike. And
there is a new loot cave though that's been found.
Oh, was there? No.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's on Mars.
Waste of time.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk some movies.
Movies?
Yeah, movies.
What about movies?
So you know who Rob Riggle is?
Nope.
Oh, he's a comedian.
Okay.
Did you see 21 Jump Street, the one with... Okay, he was, like, the gym teacher in the movie who is, like, dealing the drugs.
Yeah.
He is going to play Frank West in the Dead Rising movie, which I think is actually perfect.
I just saw, like, a picture from the movie while I was scrolling through Facebook. I was like, that's interesting.
I think he's, like, perfect for Frank West. If you think what Frank West looks like in the video game, I think he is the real world Frank West. Also, yeah. I want that movie to be funny, because it's like supposed to be anyways.
Yeah. I hope they don't screw it up. That's my main hope. And I also hope that there's a point where he wears a Mega Man outfit.
Probably not going to happen.
But it's in the game.
It's only in the DLC for 3, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's in the first game. You can put on a whole, like, if you get all the pieces of the Mega Man outfit, you shoot lasers.
Oh, I never really played a lot of the first game, to be honest.
The first game, if you get all of the, like, little blue arm pieces and you put them on, your gun shoots lasers. But regularly, if you just have the gun on, it shoots, like, tennis balls. Hmm.
See, I should not say that I didn't play a lot of that game. I didn't use the internet to find stuff in that game.
I played a little bit of it, and by a little bit, I mean I continuously killed zombies until I died. I didn't do anything else.
I almost got, like, the good ending or whatever, but I fucked up right at the end after there's no more zombies. That game gets really hard in the last 30 minutes because there's no zombies. There's just, like, military guys with fucking machine guns. And they'll fuck you. Like, if they see you, they just kill you. So it's, like, the last bit of that game is really hard because you have to free all of, like, the people that you rescued and then take them to the helicopter. But if you get, like, seen, then you're fucked.
Sounds interesting. I like the beginning when there's a million zombies.
Yeah, that part's great, too.
I also like the beginning where you're taking pictures of the helicopter.
That's also good.
Great. Excellent.
So, besides the Dead Rising movie, I'm super excited for the announcement from Warner Bros.
The Tetris movie?
No.
Which one?
Tetris movie.
Yes, there is.
Is there actually?
Yes, they're making a Tetris movie.
No, I was more talking about the Justice League movie, the Suicide Squad movie, the Cyborg movie, the Wonder Woman movie, the Aquaman movie, the Flash movie.
Yep.
Yeah, so basically, like, Batman vs. Superman comes out next year. Or no, in 2016. And then, it comes out next year. And then in 2016, there's a Suicide Squad movie. My only issue with that is that I don't think it's going to have Harley Quinn because Batman versus Superman is, like, based with an older Batman, which means that the Joker and Harley Quinn are already locked away. Like, they're already established characters. So it seems like a waste to use the Suicide Squad, like, to do a Suicide Squad movie when, like, they're already locked away.
Yeah.
There is a Tetris movie. All right.
Yes, there is.
Ugh, gross. But, no, they announced a ton of movies. Also, like, The Rock is going to be in a Shazam movie.
Yes, he's the villain in Shazam, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, he's playing Black Adam. And Ray Fisher is going to play Cyborg. But yeah, I'm pretty stoked. I really like DC, like, so much better than Marvel. I think that Marvel's characters are bad.
I'm a huge Marvel guy, and I think DC characters are pretty bad. My girlfriend is on the DC side, though, so we get arguments often about it.
Because you're wrong. Aquaman is awesome.
Okay.
Aquaman is great.
Superman.
Aquaman is one of the only people who can beat Superman. Because his trident is magic, and Superman is weak to magic.
Okay.
Superman can die from magic. Aquaman can kill Superman, which makes him the best.
Aquaman also sucks because the fans hate him.
No, he doesn't suck, and fans don't hate him.
Yes, he does. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Only Marvel people just like to make fun of Aquaman because they don't actually understand his powers.
Just the way you said that. No, they don't.
Well, it doesn't help that I'm sick. I sound all fucked up.
Just like the angry little kid scream. No, they don't. They love Aquaman. He's the best.
He is the best.
Okay.
Don't you let Newt know that you don't like Aquaman.
Okay. I recently watched pretty much the whole old school Aquaman cartoon. No.
Yeah, but that's not the Aquaman comics.
Yeah, okay.
Or Justice League. All of the old cartoons were bad. They're nothing like the comics.
I don't know. Adam West is kind of awesome. It's not the old cartoon, but...
Yeah, and it's not really like Batman. It's so fucking strange.
It's the best Batman.
Not really.
What else we got on the news train?
We got news about new upcoming news. What? So there's a Smash, there's a Wii U Nintendo Direct for Smash Bros. On Thursday.
Are they going to announce a bundle?
Probably, but maybe there's some other stuff. Like, there's apparently going to be a stage creation and, like, board game mode in the Wii U version.
Board game mode?
Yeah.
Was this Mortal Kombat? One of the ones for PS2? I can't remember which one it was. There's so many strange Mortal Kombats for the PS2.
It's, like, apparently some new mode that they invented. But it's apparently going to be in the Wii U version.
I'm not...
As well as a stage creation.
I played the 3DS one, and I'm not a huge fan of the modes that they have in it.
I have not played the 3DS one. I still believe it's not as good as people say. Because, like, I don't want to play that on this.
I don't think it's that good. I played it, and it was fun. It was a Smash Bros. Game, but it was nothing
new. Yeah, like, everyone that I talk to either, like, is crazy out of their minds. Like, it's amazing. Or they're like, it's every other Smash Bros. Game, but, like, on the platform that you don't want to play it on. And I'm like, yeah, so I don't understand why everyone's like, it's perfect on the 3DS. When, like, it's obviously not, because it's all fucked up, like, without a C-stick. And, like, that circle pad is just not good.
I might be one of the only people to say this, but I really loved the adventure mode in... Brawl, like, I forget what the Space Embassy mode, and I gotta say I kind of miss it. And they replaced it with, like, this weird maze mode that I hate, so it's not even fun. You walk around in a maze for like 3 minutes and you kill enemies and you pick up items, and then at the end you fight people depending on what you picked up, that's like what your stats are.
Yeah, I saw that mode. I thought it looked kind of neat, but I didn't know how good it would be.
I didn't like it at all. They have, like, the basic, like, classic mode, which is nice. But even that's still kind of weird, because there's no, like... From the first couple times I played, there's no, like, hit the target or get to the end. Like, those kind of cool things. It's just, like, fight these guys, fight these guys, fight these guys. But there is, like, an option kind of thing where you can basically be, like... you have like three routes that you can take, and that which route you take will bring you to different enemies. Like at the very end, you can either choose to like fight the normal Master Hand, or you can like go the other route and get more coins, but you fight Master Hand and Crazy Hand. So the classic mode is kind of cool in it, but I'm kind of upset that there's no nice adventure mode or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just waiting for the Wii U version.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to play a lot of that game by myself anyways, so.
It's going to suck if they make a bundle, mostly because I work at a game store. And how long is it until Smash Bros. Comes out?
Like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Nintendo is known for that. Nintendo is known for that. Being like, guess what, guys? A week from, we're going to announce this a week from the day it comes out. Yeah. Then you have to place your orders and hope that you get it in.
Yeah, 1 month tomorrow until that game comes out for Wii U.
Yep.
I am hoping that it's going to be a big seller. Move some systems.
If I do get a Wii U, it's going to be until Zelda comes out. And I'm betting there'll be a Zelda bundle, because there's always a Zelda bundle.
Yeah, there's obviously going to be one.
There was, but I guess, Zelda
now that
bundle.
Your like girlfriend owns a Wii U, there's not really like a point to buying one.
Exactly.
It's like, what are you gonna buy it for? Mario Kart, which you're just gonna like, which you just play with people when like they're over, and Smash Bros., which you play with people when they're over.
Exactly. So I'll probably just get Zelda, but like,
unless you want to play Monster Hunter, you should get Monster Hunter. It's so good.
But there's definitely going to be a Zelda bundle, because just like there was a GameCube Zelda bundle, there was a Wii Zelda bundle, there
There was
was
an
a
N64
3DS.
Zelda bundle.
There was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a SNES Zelda bundle? Because we could go pretty far back with these
Probably.
Zelda bundles.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably their biggest like franchise for core gamers at this
Yes.
point.
Yeah, Zelda is definitely one of their biggest sellers. Zelda, and then the obvious Mario franchise stuff. And then, other than that, there's not too much.
Yeah, Zelda's a big deal.
From what I've seen with what they're doing with the DLC, really hoping the next Mario Kart is Nintendo Kart.
Yeah, that would be
Because
nice.
they're putting in like the Zelda DLC stuff and whatnot,
Well, they already
so.
said that they wanted to start adding characters from other stuff to
Yeah,
it.
so a
And the thing is
Nintendo
that they're
Kart
gonna end
would
up
be
having,
nice.
well, with Amiibo, right? That little like figurine system that they're having. Like
Yeah.
all of these crossover games, those characters are supposed to work. So it's gonna
Yeah.
be like really BS if you buy Link, but he's like can't be used in Mario Tennis, which is gonna be obviously an Amiibo game. So it's like all of those characters have to be supported in everything now.
Yeah. Amiibo is going to be very cool. Can we get a Nintendo party?
That's probably not gonna happen. They've already announced what's going on with Mario Party. The new Mario Party looks really good. One
Yeah,
person
Mario
plays as
Party.
Bowser on
Yeah,
the gamepad.
Mario Party 10 does seem really cool. I'm interested in it, but I'd still like to play as Zelda or Link or Samus or whatever in Mario Party game.
Yeah, they're probably gonna add a lot more characters to the Wii U version of Mario Kart 8, because that's supposed to get Amiibo support next year.
Yep.
So they probably have
Also,
to add
hey.
all of those characters to the roster.
Also, Nintendo, we need some Hexagon Heat in Mario Party 10. Get on that. It's like the best Mario Party game ever. Same with the one where you jump the rope. There's a lot of good Mario Party. I like Mario Party 2 and 3 way
You,
too much.
those are the best ones, but
They kind of are.
you don't get to go like this with a controller.
No.
You gotta do it lower.
Yeah.
Gross. I'm
Yes,
gross.
you are.
That
Hey,
was the obvious first joke that everyone made playing that game, and I don't know how Nintendo didn't see it.
yeah, they probably did. They just went, eh, that'll be funny. I can't believe they released Mario Party 9 like they did. That game is a horrible train wreck. Whoever thought that that would be fun was should have been fired. Probably was. You played Mario Party 9?
A little.
That's the one where everyone's stuck in the same car.
Yeah, that was not cool.
No, it was a horrible idea.
Yeah.
I don't even think there's a classic mode in that game either where you can play outside of the car.
No, there's not.
Nope.
All right. Let's jump into the last couple of pieces of news.
All right, sounds good.
And then we'll never have to talk about this stuff ever again, because I don't like these last two stories.
Please don't tell me what I think it is.
So the first one is, have you seen Hatred?
No.
Okay. It's a game where you play a dude in a trench coat with long black hair who just goes around and like kills people. Like just anyone.
Sounds like Manhunt.
Well, Manhunt had some kind of like game and story purpose behind it.
Yeah.
This is like you walk out into the streets of town, actually the New York, like you walk out into New York and just start murdering people.
I
Like
remember someone telling me that there was a commercial for that game where it's just a montage of him killing people in different ways.
yeah, it's kind of gory.
It reminds me of Postal.
Yeah, that's where they take their influence from apparently, but I don't know if this like has any place anymore in
No.
games. Like,
Yeah.
okay, here's the thing. Postal came out in the 90s when shock culture was still a thing.
Yep.
Like, you got views and like popularity for shocking people. There was like some value in that by doing something so like obscene. that it was shocking. But that's been dead for like so long that it's not even like this is appalling, it's just like distasteful. Like, it's not like, oh
The
my God,
internet
how could they do that? It's like,
quickly killed shock humor, very like.
well, this isn't even supposed to be like shock humor. It's just.
No, it's not. It's just like killing people in crazy ways. It's not even like
It's not
postal where
even
it was
in
like.
crazy ways. It's just in like brutal ways.
Yeah, it's not even like postal where it was like, let's take a cat, use it as a silencer, and then kill people with that. It's just like, let's slit his throat open and pull his guts out. It's nothing that I would ever play ever.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, the game looks just dumb. But it seems
Yeah.
like distasteful. Distasteful enough that Epic, who they're using the Unreal Engine,
Yeah.
and Epic like asked them to stop like putting the Unreal logo in their materials, which
Wow.
used to be mandatory. It's now apparently optional, but they're like, they sent a cease and desist order to like stop doing it.
I have never heard them do that before, ever, to like any game.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Unreal's pretty like lenient with that.
They've like done some other things in that game though that don't make sense. They use like NYPD logos and stuff, and you're not allowed to do that without permission from the city
Yeah.
because then everyone would fucking do it. And so they're like apparently in trouble for doing that as well.
I guess if you make a game and you don't know the rules of certain things. But I don't know, if you're making a game and you're using a logo of something, you gotta consider that you could get in trouble for using that logo, whether it be for not allowed to use it like the NYPD or through other commercial means of advertisement and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like such a bad time to release this game too, with all of the other things going on in gaming that we're
Yeah.
already pretty mad about. And then like a big part of that trailer was him like blowing out some woman's brains everywhere, like holding her down and shooting her in the face. And I was like, this is so distasteful and so poorly timed.
Yep.
Like, they released it like the day after Brianna Wu got like chased out of her house. I was just like, oh, fucking idiots. So, the last piece of news that I wanted to talk about is, I guess it was more relevant last week, but it seems like Gamergate's almost ending now because it like got on the front of the New York Times and a bunch of other like major news outlets. And now people who play games but haven't been involved like in gaming news or any of the political stuff are pretty upset because it's pretty fucked up like what's been going on with the whole Gamergate thing. Like, Gamergate is retarded because it's like so clearly a like a politicized movement to like basically be misogynists under the I guess guise of being about journalistic ethics. And like a lot of the like probably best games journalists out there have been accused of some pretty terrible things as a result of
Yeah.
game like as a result of Gamergate. But obviously the worst thing that's happened is like the developers who have been like chased out of their home. I mean, it's pretty upsetting for me because what happened to gaming press is like not really been a big deal, but the things that have happened to developers have been way worse because people have been like chased out of their home, death threats made against them because they dare put like a woman in a video game.
I don't know, it's ridiculous. I made a tweet a while ago basically just saying, when is this Gamergate thing going to end? It's ridiculously dumb and just doesn't need to continuously go on for 3 months now.
The problem
And
is that like obviously
I.
ignoring it didn't work because the people who like a lot of people like okay, Jeff Gerstmann from Giant Bomb like was a tar was one of the targets of like criticism about being corrupt in games journalism, which is fucking crazy. Like just because he didn't like a Nintendo game, people like got mad at him. But no, like and he didn't like Destiny. He hates Destiny because he's like, this game has good shooting and nothing else. Like fuck this game. But people like get mad at him because he doesn't like the same games as you. And that's such a bizarre fucking idea, like, to say that that's an ethical breach because you don't share the same opinion.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I made that tweet, and I used that hashtag Gamergate. Worst thing I ever did in my life. Like, 2 minutes after I made that tweet, like, at least 12 random tweets from people I've never known just like threatening me and calling me horrible things.
Yeah, someone said that like I drank the Kool-Aid or some bullshit because I said it was wrong to like spread nudes of people on the internet and make death threats in like the podcast a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you think that's appropriate? That's not appropriate for anyone to do. Like, so dumb.
Yeah. What do you mean by you drank the Kool-Aid?
That I, like, fell for what Zoe Quinn was saying, even though, like, that's just... I don't know. It's so dumb. Okay. Drank the Kool-Aid is, an expression that means that you're, like, within the cult because of this cult in the U.S. that drank a bunch of Kool-Aid and then they died because the Kool-Aid was poisoned. Yeah.
That's what I assumed it was, but I was just double checking.
I'm not totally sure what the person was insinuating. Other than that, I have empathy.
That someone had nudes spread of her and...
Yeah, like...
That's not cool.
No,
that's never cool.
It's a sex crime, actually.
Yes, it's against the law, I'm pretty sure.
It's really fucked up. I don't know. It seems like it's dying down because the people who were, like, big... in the Gamergate have kind of got the views that they got and don't have an ability to like generate more, so they've gone on to harassing other women on the internet that aren't involved in video games, like that Milo Yiannopoulos guy or that James Dellingpole dude.
Really hope this is the last week we have to talk about this.
I think it is, because basically everyone has
I felt like it was dying, and then that Bayonetta 2 shit came out, and it fucking blew up again.
Yeah, and the thing is that I don't understand why, like, Polygon got a lot of shit from people because they took off points because they thought that, like, the design of Bayonetta was, like, too sexy, I guess, or, like, objectifying. But you know what? That's someone's opinion, and they're allowed to have that opinion. And if you're a critic, like, not just someone who... makes a recommendation, like, based on, like, I guess, play value, like, cost to hours or how fun something is, but rather view it as, like, a whole package and criticize everything, including the art direction, because that's generally what game critics do, then, like, that is a legitimate complaint. And just because you don't have that complaint doesn't mean that that person can't have that complaint. It's so fucking bizarre. But because people are on the internet, like... they just don't seem to care. They don't have the ability to empathize. They don't have the ability to compromise.
People on the internet think that their thought of how things should work is right, and that everyone should believe them and listen to them, even though everyone has their own opinions and everyone's able to think how they want to.
Pretty much.
I like Destiny. Not everyone likes Destiny, so... it's not like I go out on a giant torch chase with hashtag love Destiny fucking posts everywhere.
But you should.
Threaten all of the reviewers who said it wasn't good. It's like, no. I obviously, like, I love the game, but I can see that people don't like it and their reasons are good.
All right. There's one last thing that I actually want to talk about.
Okay.
Not Gamergate related.
Good.
It is time to start getting ready for Game of the Year, man.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Destiny, that's probably... it might be low on my top 10 games of the year, because I'm going to try to put together a list this year again. I always do every year.
I'm definitely going to try to too.
Pretty high on my list of biggest disappointments.
Definitely.
That game, there were a lot of good games this year. Oh man, I played Shadow of Mordor this week. I forgot to say that. That game is amazing. Okay, let me tell you about Shadow of Mordor, son. So I know. Everyone's like, it's a Batman art, like an Arkham and Assassin's Creed ripoff. But that game, like, in the first hour, it's that because you don't have any abilities yet. But you get crazy abilities in that game that bring it way past Arkham combat. Like, the actual combat in that system or in that game is different enough that I would not call it an Arkham ripoff. It is, yeah, like, at the beginning, but once you get the enemies who you can't, like, jump over or attack from the front and stuff, and once you get the crazy abilities, like, the Wraith abilities, then that game ceases to be an Arkham ripoff. It, like, has built on top of it to a new level. And that Nemesis system is so engaging that that game tells its own story, like, for everyone without actually, like, playing the campaign, I guess. That game does better at telling, like, at emergent storytelling than games that promised emergent storytelling, like Destiny. Like, Destiny's pitch was like, you'll make your own story because people will see you in town and be like, whoa, man, how do you get that crazy gun? And the story is always like, well, I waited till Saturday and then Zuru came and then I bought this gun. That's the story behind all of the exotic guns in Destiny. I waited until Zur came, and then I bought it with these coins. But, like, Shadow of Mordor is fucking bizarre. Like, it's so genius. I love that Nemesis system. It's the best. That is a huge surprise. Because when that game, like, got announced, I was like, I'm not really into Assassin's Creed. Like, it looks a lot like that. And so, like, I don't really want to play this game, but, oh my god, it does everything that you wanted Assassin's Creed to do ever, and has, like, amazing combat with the Arkham system, and that Nemesis system. Oh god.
I've heard only good things about that game. Only.
I would not get it for last-gen consoles.
It's not even out yet for last-gen consoles.
It's apparently not gonna have the Nemesis system or something like that. Because there's like not enough hardware power to do it.
I'm not surprised. A lot of the like mixed gen games seem to be missing a lot. Like the only one that I've noticed that's kind of been able to handle on both systems is Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare. And that game obviously doesn't take up too much.
No, it was just like a cheap downloadable title. So
no, yeah. It's on disc too, but there's only one problem with that game. All the DLC is gigantic.
Ugh.
All the free DLC that you get is like 1 to 2 gigabytes. You're like, oh my god.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. But it's free, so.
Oh man. I was playing Swery's new game.
Huh?
He's like a weird dev who makes strange games. He's making a game with Microsoft called D4. Dark Dreams Don't Die. Is that it? And it's a Kinect game. It's fucking bizarre, but it's really fun. So it's like a point and click with these weird quick time events that are pretty fun, where like you get fights with people, but you'll like they'll like throw a baseball at you and you have to like swing a bat at the baseball, and then like you hit the ball and then like the ball hits them in the face. Like it's a huge quick time event, but the game is just strange enough that it's really compelling.
Mm.
It's for Xbox One, though. If you end up getting one, I will look into it. It's like a really strange point and click. It doesn't require the Kinect. It's just that I've been using it because it's kind of fun that way. Because the quick time events are like, lift your hand up, and like, to catch something. So
yeah. It makes me want to get the Kinect.
The new one's pretty good. It actually seems to work.
From what I've heard, it's definitely better.
Yeah, I think it's largely because of the hardware behind it and not, like, not the Kinect, but rather that the Xbox is just, like, way fucking faster.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up. Unless you got anything
wrapping up.
To...
I got the tissue paper ready to be wrapped.
All right. Yeah. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching and or listening to the 72nd episode of the Dapper Gaming Podcast for October 20th. Hopefully this will be out, like, tomorrow or later tonight.
We'll
see. Yeah, well, I gotta talk to some people about making some music for some video game.
That's your music. Use it.
Nah, it's gotta be 8-bit space music.
That better?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, good. You take that, remix it a little bit.
Just a little. But, thank you guys for watching and or listening, and we'll see you guys next week. I've been Ryan.
Thank you.
He's been Joe.
Goodbye.